Hachette Audio presents The Plague of Swords, written by Miles Cameron, read by Neil Dixon. To the members of the Compagnia della Rosa Nella Sole, from whom I learn every day and every event, this book is dedicated. Prologue. Spring. Southern Gaul. "This is absurd," the King of Gaul said. He looked at his military councillors, who gathered their horses around him. To the south, the direction in which the royal army of Gaul was crawling, stretched several miles of armoured men and horses, baggage wagons, pack mules, donkeys, carts full of tents and cookpots and food and wine. They were strung out along a road built in the ancient past and expected, in the present, to support the occasional convoy of merchants into the mountains and a trickle of pilgrims visiting those religious sites still in the hands of man. They were moving through an empty landscape. Villages were deserted as far abroad as the forager's road. Sheep pens were empty. No cattle lowed. And there was almost nothing for the army to steal, which was making it hungry and surly. "Nonetheless," Abelmont said. He paused, waiting until the king's temper passed, and he had his master's full attention. "Nonetheless, Your Grace, we will have to retreat. In 3 days we will have no food." The king shrugged. "Then let us retreat in 2 days. I find all this shameful." He glanced at Sir Tancred Guisarme, the royal constable. "I told you where I needed to go. Was it too much for you, planning to feed my army?" The high constable had endured several weeks of marching with the king, and he turned a little redder than the spring sun had burned his unarmored face, but he was outwardly calm. "Your Grace," he began. Abelmont raised an eyebrow. "We have kept Your Grace informed as to the difficulties of the deserted countryside." He fingered his beard. In the fastness of his mind, Abelmont was not wasting words on his king. He was instead considering how very much he wanted to retreat out of this countryside empty of life.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?